Bava Basra, Perek Gimel, Mishneh Hei, 3-5. So, up to now, we've been talking about Chezkas Abatim, establishing a presumptive ownership, and the basic idea was that if you have a contest, an argument over who has rights to some piece of property, so we'll assume that the original owner has the rights unless the person who's currently using it says he's been there for 3 years, he claims he has legitimate reason why he was entitled to be there for 3 years, these past 3 years, and that the Marakama, the original owner, didn't complain. So, for example, I'm giving a specific example because I'm going to contrast our mission here. If I set up a storage shed in your backyard, that's objectionable. A normal person would object over that. You would say, no, what are you doing setting up a storage shed in my backyard? If I have a shed there for 3 years, and after 3 years you try to kick me off, and I go to the bez and I say, listen, we had a deal. He gave me rights to be there. I don't know. We were playing poker and I won the game. I don't have a contract or whatever the story is. It doesn't matter. The point is, I have a taina. I say, you agreed to let me keep my storage shed there. And the bezin's like, okay. And if that weren't true, the question is, why haven't you complained for the last 3 years? Then the bezin would believe the machzik, me who's put my storage shed there, because a normal person doesn't let his neighbor put a storage shed without authorization in his backyard for 3 years. That's not a thing. Okay, now things are a little different if you're talking about a shutfis, a partnership, and that's the context of our mission over here. If you and I have a shared backyard, okay, we both have doors leading to the backyard, and we share our backyard equally. Now, shutfis in halacha means that both of the partners have rights to the whole thing. So the whole backyard is mine and the whole backyard is yours. So meaning that my kids can play wherever they want in the backyard and so can yours kids. Okay? Now, if I bring stuff into the backyard, I keep my bike there on a particular place. So your kids can't play where my bike is, okay? And I'm keeping my bike there for years. If you say, listen, can you please move your bike? My kid wants to play there, and I say, no, I have rights to be here. My bike's been here for 3 years and you never said anything to know because I'm allowed to be here. So the Bezdin, if that went to Bezdin, wouldn't say no. A normal person would have objected, and the fact that the non-bike owner didn't object for 3 years proves he authorized it. That's not the case. Since we both have rights to use the backyard, the fact you put a bike there and you've been keeping there for a long time, so what? I figured, listen, the non-bike owner figures, listen, at any time he wants, he can just ask his neighbor to move his bike if he should ever need the spot. Like, it's not a permanent fixture. So what's the big deal? And yeah, it was there for years, but now he changed his mind. Since the point here is, therefore, that since for a non-permanent fixture, partners aren't expected to complain if the other partner uses it, since we're both allowed to use the backyard. So therefore, the point being raised in Bezdin that, well, he never complained for 3 years doesn't prove anything, because a normal shutof, a normal partner, wouldn't complain for such a thing. Okay? So our mission is going to differentiate between temporary usages, which even if it's like a bike been there for many years, but it could be, easily, the bike could be parked on the other side of the backyard forevermore with a snap of a finger, so to speak, and permanent things. Like if I, built a permanent bike storage shed in the backyard to keep my bike, obviously that's not going to just move like the snap of a finger. I've built it into the ground. It's attached there. It's part of the it's part of the backyard. It's a fixture. And there, partner would object to the other partner taking over the backyard in a permanent way with the bike shed. Or if he didn't object, that would indicate that he allows it. Now, there's a big machlokas here, exactly how this works, okay, with partners. According to the Bar Tanura, who goes with, I'll call it the Tosfos and the other Ashkenazi poskim, basically. So it's working the exact same way as Chezkas Abatim. The point is, you can't, just because you put your shed up there doesn't make it yours. You have to have rights to. So it's the 3 years of non-complaint regarding the shed in the partner's shared backyard serves as a raya, a proof to his claim that the other partner gave him permission to use that space. It's not just that he gets to use it by squatting there, okay? It's the same as if he gets to have a taina, a claim. I'm entitled to this space in the backyard because you gave that authorization. And the proof, I have no other proof other than it's been there 3 years, and a normal person would have complained within 3 years, and you didn't complain. Okay, that's how the Bartanura learns, and that's how the Ramah paskins. The Rambam learns that it's a little different. Partners are good, fine, but you know, a good fence make good neighbors. You can't have to set down the rules. If one partner just sets up in the backyard that's supposed to be for everyone a big shed to store his bike, and it's permanently there, the other partner's going to complain right away. He's not going to let that slide for a long time. So if he doesn't let it complain right away, that means he's letting it. Even, and that's what Rambam learns, so therefore there's no three-year issue with regards to setting up a chazaka for partners. And more than that, it's not like a just simply a raya proof that he actually had formal authorization to use it. It's simply that the other shutef, the other partner, waived his rights, and therefore the guy who built the shed is entitled to be there. And because the other partner waived his rights, and that happens immediately if he doesn't complain. I don't know exactly how fast immediately is. There's a discussion there, but anyways, quickly. Not. We're not talking years. I'm not talking 3 years by any means. Okay, so according to the Rambam, and therefore the Mechaber passing this way, if you have partners and someone sets up a permanent fixture that can't be like moved easily, and the neighbor doesn't complain, the co-partner doesn't complain, so then he gets rights to it, you know, in perpetuity, he gets those rights. Which would mean, just speaking it out, in both cases, once the partner gets rights to keeping his shed, so they still were partners up in the time, meaning if there's 100 square feet in the yard to split, so when they, I don't know, if they rent it out to somebody else, they sell it to somebody else, so they're still going to split the proceeds 50-50. It's just that of the, and if they would say, if they had a din chalukah, if they would divide it in half, the guy with the shed would still get a total of only 50 square feet, total. But he gets the piece that he sort of staked his claim on, because he's going to suggest that he was entitled to do so. Either according to Bar Tanura, there was a formal agreement, according to Rambam, which is simply, he just tacitly agreed because he let me do it. And that was that, he waived his rights. Okay, so that's the gist of our Mishnah. So again, the bottom line is our Mishnah is going to differentiate between two different kinds of things. Things which are, I'll call them temporary usages, which can be changed at the, you know, quickly and easily. And permanent usages, which can't be cleaned quickly and easily, which a person would object to more readily, whether it's promptly or within three years. According to the Tupshatim. So here the Mishnah says, El Devarim She'esh Lem Chazaka Ve'El Devarim She'en Lem Chazaka. We're giving examples of usages of a shared property that would or wouldn't establish Chazaka, meaning if there's no complaint for 3 years, according to the Bar Tanura, then that's a proof that he is entitled to be there. So here are the temporary things that don't make Chazaka. Hayamamid Behema B'chatzer. He's keeping his animal in the backyard. Or a tanur v'kiraim, he's keeping like a kind of oven or stove or something. Again, this is not cemented to the ground. It's like, think of a barbecue, which could roll in and roll elsewhere in the backyard if you wanted it to. V'rechayim, this is like a hand mill that could, again, could be relocated very easily, not cemented to the ground, like a permanent mill. U'megadol tarnagolin, or there's chickens running around the backyard. V'noslo zivlo b'chatzer, or he just keeps a pile of manure in the backyard because he wants for fertilizer. And all those things, ain a chazaka, they don't establish a chazaka because as partners, it's not a reasonable for the partner to sort of say, fine, you can keep your chickens here for as long as you want till I need the place. And that could go on for years. That doesn't mean he waived anything formally, okay? Aval, however, the following things are now permanent structures, which a normal partner would object to, and therefore they could make a chazaka to give the other partner his rights to stay there. Aval asa mechitza lebehemto. He's not just keeping the animal in the backyard, but he actually makes like a enclosure. Gavoasar tefachim, that has like a wall around that 10 tefachim high, so that's a permanent enclosure. V'chen letanur v'chen lekiraim, or if he has an enclosure that, or it cements down to the ground, the oven or the stove. V'chen lerechaim, or if there's like a formal big mill for grinding over there that's not just a portable handmill, but like a fixed the ground larger mill, so he's taking a fixed, they can't just be, you know, removed easily. Hichnes tanagol nesocha bias, or if it's indoor, an indoor partnered area, and the guy, one partner lets the other partner bring chickens in, chickens make a big mess wherever they go, they poop everywhere. So the point is that no normal person would let that slide unless he authorized it. That's the thought. V'asa makom lezivlo amok shlosha o gavoa shlosha. Or if there's a designated area in the shared courtyard, which is there for keeping manure, the zevil, the fertilizer, but it's not just like being piled up. There's actually like a special place carved out for it, either three tefachim deep in the backyard or three tefachim elevated, like a platform in the backyard. So it's a constructed, designated person, purpose, constructed, designated place for the purpose of keeping that manure. So then, harezu, chazaka, all these things are considered to establish a chazaka because they're the kind of thing that are permanent and formal structures, which a partner would be normally object to if they were not, if he didn't find it acceptable.